five lines from the bottom, Hamad Beis. Tana Rabbanon. Hamoitzi Michanus Leplatya. Derech Stov. If someone takes an item from a chanus, chanus is a reshus hayochid, Leplatya, Platya is a rechove, Rashi says, reshus harabim, Derech Stov, Stov, Rashi says, is a place of benches where people that sell all types of wares sit. It's a carmelis. He's chayiv. He's chayiv. Ubenazai poiter, Ubenazai says yepoter. Now, Bishlam Ubenazai kosova mahalach koim edomi. Ubenazai is of the opinion that whenever a person walks, every step that he takes is considered a hanocha. Because when you walk, you walk like this, and you stop, and you walk, and you stop, and you walk, and you stop. So every mahalach, in every halicha, there's an oimid. So if there's an oimid, where did you go? You went from Rishus HaYochid, you stopped in a Carmelis, and you went from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. So when are you chayev? If you go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But if you went from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim, you're not chayev midaraisa. It's only the Rabbonon. Carmelis is Rishus Rabbonon. So Benazai poita, but you can't be chayev if Mahalach Ko'im Edomi. Anytime you go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim directly, you can be chayev. But if you're going from Rishus HaYochid through a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim, according to Benazai, you didn't go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. You went from Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. So Melo Yepoter. Mahalach Koimit. So according to Benazai, it's very good. So Bishlam Benazai, so Mahalach Koimit Domi. El Rabbonon. Nay, namid kasov mahalach lav koimid domi. Even if your old mahalach is not koimid, and is that considered that you went from Rishus HaYochid to Carmelis and from Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim? But it's considered you went straight from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a Carmelis, but you didn't stop there. So heicha ashkra ki agavne dechayev. Even if you're going to say I'll give it to you, it's not considered you stopped in the Carmelis. But where do we find such a precedence anywhere that you chayev when you go through a Carmelis? We know you chayev when Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. That's what happened in the Midbar, in the Mishkan. They went from Rishus HaYochid to Kroshim to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. They were Moitzi. We don't find they went through a Carmelis. So even if you're going to say Malach is Lav Koimit, you have to show me a precedence that you chayev when you go through a Carmelis. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rabbi, Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Davov, Mide, Dehav, Ramav, Chepitz, Rishus HaRabim. Every time you go through Rishus HaRabim, you walk 10 Amos in Rishus HaRabim, right? How are you chayev when you're married al dam to Rishus HaRabim? You have to do an akira and you have to do an hanocha. So while you're walking, I'm a number five, I'm a number six, I'm a number seven. If you weren't meniach the chayfetz yet, are you chayev? No. So right now I'm going through a matzav that I'm not chayev. And when am I chayev? When I put it down. When I decide to put it down, by I'm a number 10. So what does that mean? That I went and I was chayev. At the end, when I put it down on Amma number 10, even though I went through a situation of not being chayev, because when you didn't put it down yet, when you're walking by Amma number 6 and Amma number 7, you're not chayev. It's a mokim, you're not chayev yet. Why not chayev? We didn't put it down. So we see the etzin din of avaris dalal amis is you're chayev at the end of the day, even though you went through a situation at the time that you weren't chayev, but you didn't put it down yet. So ibazoi, zokti gemara, gevaldik, that's a raya. When you go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Derech HaKarmelis, where do we find such a precedence that you chayev even if you go through a place that you're not chayev? Every Ma'arid Al Amas, if you go 8 Amas, 7 Amas, 10 Amas, you went through a matzav that you weren't chayev yet until you put it down. Zog the Gemara, Hosom, Lav, Afagav, the Kamadin, Nokit, Leva, Ozil, Potter, Kimanach, Lechayev. There's a fundamental difference. When you walk 8 Amos in Rishus HaRabim, you walk 10 Amos, true Kolzman, you didn't put it down, you're not chayev, and it's as if you're going through a matzav of being potter, because at that time you're not chayev. But if you would have put it down, you would have been chayev. Mashekin in the Karmelis, if you would have put it down, would you have been chayev? No. So that's the difference. When you're walking 10 Amos in Rishus HaRabim, true Kolzman, you didn't put it down, you're right now in a matzav of, you're not chayev yet, but that's not called you're going through a place of ptur, because if you decided, I'm going to put it down by 7 amas yichayv. If I put it down by 4, 8 amas yichayv. If I put it down by 6 amas, I'll be chayv. So it's not that I'm going through matzav of being in a place of ptur. I would have, could have been chayv. I just didn't put it down. Mashenka, when you go from a shuziyachit to a reshabim through a karmelis, if you would have put it down there, you would have been potter. So where do we find that yichayv when we go from a shuziyachit to a reshabim through a karmelis? If you would have put it down there, you would have been potter. Unlike Rishus Rabin, when you go 8 amas, if you would have put it down wherever you would have been chayiv. So me domi, hosam kol echad amanach le'mokam chiyavu. Wherever you put it, hochi amanach le'ebistov, if you put it in the karmelis down, mokam turu. Elo zogtu yomorim midi dehava amav echevit mitchilazal l'soiv dalet. When you walk exactly at dalet amas mitzumtzomois, over here you chayiv when? When you put it down at the end of dalet. If you would have put it down before the end of dalet, would you been chayiv? But in Potter, because you have to be Ma'ariv Dalet Amos. So here we find a similar precedence. Just like by Dalet Amos Mitzumtzomois, not 8 Amos, not 10 Amos. If you walk exactly 4, if you would have put it down before the 4 hour elapsed, before you got to the Dalet Amos mark, you would have been Potter. So who had in when you go through a stov, you're going to be Chayiv. Because just like Dalet Amos Mishus Rabim, you're walking Dalet Amos. If you would have put it down, you would have been Potter. Yet when you put it down at the end of 4, you're Chayiv. So you see that you're Chayiv. Even though you went through a situation in the middle that you would have been potter, so who adin when you go from a shus yochid to a shus rabim through a karmelis, you're chayev. Who cares that you went through a situation that if you would have put it down there, you're potter? Every dalet amos is like that. When you walk exactly dalet, when you walk exactly dalet, if you put it down before dalet is up, you would have been potter. So going through a matzav of if you would have done something, you're potter, does not mean you're going to be potter by through a stov. Zogti gemara. Hosom lav afagavdi monach lebetech dalet amos poter ki monach lebesoyv dalet amos chayev hochanami loishno. So we have a raya that rishus yochid to rishus rabim through his tov is like every dalet amos that if you would have put it down before the dalet are up, you would have been chayev. So who didn't we go through a karmelis? So again, there's a major difference. Mi domi hosom legabid high gavre mokum ptur. You're right. Copy the person carrying the chayfets. If you would have put it down before the dalet amos, it would have been poter. Because for him, it's a mokum tour. I wasn't mavi dalet amos yet. Aber lechul yav a mokum chiyavu. For the ganze welt, das is a normal reshus rabim. Just because for me, it's dalet amos. And for me, if I would have put it down here, I would have been potter because I wasn't mavi dalet amos yet. But for other people, what is this reshus? A regular reshus rabim. So for other people, it's a mokum chiyav. Mashekin is tov. For other people, it's a mokum tour. It's a karmelis. There's a fundamental difference. Klapi the gavra, you're right. It's taka. Klapi me, it's taka. The person carrying it, it's going through a mokum tour, so to speak. But the place is not be'etzim ha'mokum tur. Where do we find a precedence that you chayv even if you go through a place that's be'etzim ha'mokum tur? Even for others. Karmel is a ptur for everyone. Mashenka dalet amos mitzumtzomos is a mokum tur only for me. Midomi, hosom negabi dehai gavim mokum tur, luchuliyam mokum chiyavu. Mashenka over here, hocha luchuliyam mokum tur, mashenka nestov is a mokum tur for everyone. Zog de morge elo midi de have a moitzi mishus yochel shus rabim der tzide shus rabim. When someone takes a chefetz from a shus yochel to a shus rabim through the tzide shus rabim, that means tzide shus rabim are the sides of the shus rabim that are not so common for people to walk there comfortably. These are it's a mukim that the machlokes in Erevin. If it's lav keshus rabim domi or it's yes keshus rabim. But either way, when you go from a shus yochid to a shus rabim through the tzidir shus rabim, you chayev. Now, the tzidir shus rabim is not a regular shus rabim. Even though you go through the tzidir shus rabim, you're still going to be chayev. So the same thing over here. Hosom lav afagav di manach le'a tzidir shus rabim yipotah. If you would have put it down in the tzidir shus rabim, l'man d'omer the tzidir shus rabim lav keshus rabim yipotah. Because it's not a reshus rabim, it's the side of the reshus rabim. It's not the place that people walk comfortably. So it's not a reshus rabim. The rabim don't walk there comfortably. So even though you go through the tzidir reshus rabim, it's considered that you chayev. But if you would have put it over there down, you would have been potter. V'chi manach le'reshus rabim. But when you eventually put it in the real reshus rabim, not the tzidir, not the side, you chayev. So chanami lo yishno. When you go from a reshus yochid through reshus rabim through a karmelis. According to Ben Azai, you put the mahalach. According to Ben Azai, mahalach koymid you put. According to Rabbonon, moitzi mechanis lepati derech stov yichayev. Where do we find a precedent yichayev when you go through a karmelis? If you would have put it down in Tzidur Shus Rabim, you would have been potter. But if you continued walking and you put it down in Shus Rabim, you're chayev. So then when you go through a stove, through a kamalus, you're going to be chayev, even though if you would have put it down in the kamalus, you're potter. But hand that you put it down in the Shus Rabim, you're chayev. Mask of Rapopa. That's all dependent if Tzidur Shus Rabim, Lafke Shus Rabim. Then you brought me a gavaldig raya that when you go from a Shus Yochit to a Shus Rabim, Derech Tzidur Shus Rabim, you're chayev. Because if you would have put it down in the Tzidur Shus Rabim, you would have been potter, because Tzidur Shus Rabim, Lafke Shus Rabim. Then you have a raya that when you go through a stove, through a kamalas, you're chayev. But if you hold Tzidur Shus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, it's a machloikas in Erevin. It's a machloikas in the Mesechta Erevin. Where is it? Rashi brings where it is. On Daf, Pliga Boga Belozov, Ebbe Erevin. Perakol Gagas. Perakol Gagas, a machloikas, if Tzidur Shus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, domi, so Laman Dome Tzidur Shus Rabim is Yeska Shus Rabim, then you have no raya that when you go through a place that you would have put it down, you would have been potter, and yet when you continue to chayev. So what's the raya that you chayev derech stov? Mechatesa, where do we find that precedence? That you chayev, maybe only directly, Yeshus Shus Rabim. Mechatesa, you chayev when you go through Carmelis. Zog, you go, Henichel Rabbonu, that say Tzidur Shus Rabim, Lavk Shus Rabim, Dome, you have a chlor raya that when you go through a mokum p'tur, you're still chayev at the end of the day when you go put it down in Shus Rabim. El Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv, Dome Tzidur Shus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, Dome, Rabbi Loza ben Yankiv, hold Tzidur Shus Rabim, is Mama Shus Shus Rabim. True people don't walk as comfortable as they do in a regular Shus Rabim, but it has a din of Shus Rabim. So then, Michael Amemai, there's no raya. Where do we find a kong to the Rabbonu when you go from Shus Yochet to Shus Rabim, Derech HaKamalus, that you chayev? Tzidur Shus Rabim is not a raya. Tzidur Shus Rabim is Shus Rabim, don't we kong to Rabbi Lozim Yankov? Omele Ravache Bereide Ravika, Eime de Shamele Il Rabbi Lozim Yankov, don't we Tzidur Shus Rabim, Shus Rabim, don't we? When did Rabbi Lozim Yankov say that Tzidur Shus Rabim is like Shus Rabim? When is that? Hech Delek Chifufe. When you don't have these beams in the middle, you know, sometimes when you go on certain sidewalks, they don't want cars to come, so they place these beams, these poles, cemented into the ground. So that makes it that Tzidur Shus Rabim is Kershus Rabim. Why? Because it doesn't have these chifufe. So mele cars can eventually go there, people walk much more comfortably there, it's not so streng, it's not so tight. Lemaisi, you don't have these poles in the middle of the sidewalk or whatever that area is. So then it's more Kershus Rabim thing. That's when Rabbi Lozim Yankov says, Tzidur Shus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, when it doesn't have chifufe. Aval hecha de ike chifufe, but when it has those chifufe, it has those poles coming out. So then Rabbi Lozim Yankov agrees that Tzidur Shus Rabim, lav Kishus Rabim. So we have a raya, hecha de lek chifufe. Even according to Rabbi Lozim Yankov, Tzidur Shus Rabim is not Kishus Rabim. And yet when you continue walking and you put it in the real Shus Rabim, you chayev, even though you went through Tzidur Shus Rabim. So likewise, when you go through a stov, which is through a karmelis, you chayev. So Emeli, you ask me a question. When you go from a Shus Yochit to a Shus Rabim through a Carmelis, according to Ben Azai, poshed your potter. Because Mahal Koimet, you stopped in the Carmelis. You didn't go to Shus Yochit to Shus Rabim, went to Shus Yochit to Carmelis, Carmelis to Shus Rabim. According to Rabbon Yechayev, where do we find a precedent as Yechayev when you go through a Mokum Tour? Here it says, Tzidur Shus Rabim, even according to Belozim and Yankov, that Kishus Rabim, Domi, that's only the Lek Chifufe. But with the Ike Chifufe, Tzidur Shus Rabim is not Kishus Rabim, and yet you Chayev. So we see that when you go through a Mokum Tur, even though Tzidur Shus Rabim is Lav Kishus Rabim, even though Tzidur Shus Rabim is Lav Kishus Rabim, so then, by Ike Chifufe, still you Chayev. So because even though the Yankov that says Tzidur Shus Rabim, Kishus Rabim, Domi, that's only when there's no Chifufe. But by Ike Chifufe, it's not. And still Yechayev. So we have a raya that Moitzi Michanot Lepati Derech Stov Yechayev. Hilkach Lo Hadamio. So you want to know what to compare it to? Compare it to Rabbi Lozev and Yankov, even according to him, Tzidur Shus Rabim, Hecha, the Ike Chifufe. The Ike Chifufe, it's a Mokum Ptur. It's not Rishus Rabim. And yet, Yechayev, when you put it at the end of the Rishus Rabim, likewise over here, when you go through a Chanus, to a Platya, Yechayev, even though you went Derech Stov. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Umoide Ben Azai Bezoirek. Ben Azai agrees, we said Ben Azai holds Mahalach Koimet, then you potter. Because you didn't go from Rishus Yochit to Rishus Rabim, you went from Rishus Yochit to a Carmelis. And we're from a Kamlas to a Shus Rabim. The Berazi agrees that even though he usually holds Mahalach Koimet, when you throw an item from Rishus HaYochit to Rishus Rabim, Derech Stov, even though it went through a Kamlas, Yechayev. He doesn't say, Kut Kemishuncha. So it never stopped in the Carmelis. He says that only mahalach ka'oimed. Every step that you take with your physical body is like an oimed. That's considered you stopped in the Carmelis. But when you throw something, you could also be chayv adei zrika. So when you throw something down an amas, even though it went through a stov, even though he did a hoitzah through a stov, through a Carmelis, avada he agrees you chayv. He only says you're potter when you're mahalach ka'oimed. So it's noch. Mahalach ka'omer is considered that you're noch. But if you throw something, then it's not like you're noch. Because throwing, we don't see the item stopped midway in the stove in the Carmelis. Umayde ben Nazar b'zayrek, that avada in such a fall, in such an instance, you would be chayev. Tanya nami yochi, amoytzi michanus lepatye derch stov, chayev. And everyone says so. Echad amaytzi, ve'echad amachnis, ve'echad azayrek, ve'echad amoyshet. So Tanakama holds, it doesn't make difference if you walk, because you don't say mahalach ka'omer, and it doesn't make difference if you throw it.
When you merely moitzi and machnis, you take a potter. Why? Because mahalach ka'omer, it's considered that you stopped in Carmelis. And merely you're not going to be chayv. You didn't go rishus yochid, rishus rabim. You went rishus yochid, Carmelis, which is with rabbonon. And Carmelis, which is rabim. Potter. So when you moitzi machnis, take a potter. When do you say mahalach ka'omer? When you physically walk with your feet. But if you moishit when you pass something, when you zorik when you throw something, we don't say mahalach ka'omed. It's not a magic thing. Automatically, it's considered that you're oimed in the stov. It's only when you're mahalach ka'omed. But when you moishit or zorik, we don't see a chefs of a metzias of mahalach ka'omed. So then taki yechayev, even according to Ben Hazai. So that's the moide Ben Hazai. Zok teisus daf heum beis b'shlema Ben Hazai mahalach ka'omed domi koshelari matzorch lahay timer. What if to come onto the reason of mahalach ka'omed and that's where you potter? Bishlam le benazai loy ashkon chia gavne de mechayev kere poch ma time le rabbonon di imishum de moide bezori komar like later the maskonas like why we just said he's moide bezorik high time ha katel yoda de moide bezorik we not yet know that told the maskona di yoda so nifr lam benazai azorik moish de ashkon betir tzri doch komar bishlam le benazai afilu mishkach chia gavne be mishkon potter. Even if you're going to find a precedent in a mishkan, you're potter because mahalach ka'oy medomi el rabbonon tikshi hechi ashkon. Oh, the Yerushalmi, that's what I wanted to show you. Ubi Yerushalmi porich al daite de Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, ein odem is chayev dal ramah b'shus ramah le'oilom. The yaz kemishu hun chal kol ama v'ama b'yi poter. Yerushalmi is a bomb kasha. If mahalach ka'oimed, not just you're a poter when you go through a stove because you went through a karmelis and you went from b'shus yochid karmelis, karmelis, b'shus rabim, because mahalach ka'oimed, every marid dal ramah is your poter. And we know you're chayev, but why would you be chayev? You stop within the Dalal Amas. When are you chayev? When you're mavid Dalal Amas. If a person is mavid Beis Amas, is he chayev? No. So according to Ben Azai, you're always mavid Beis Amas. You're always mavid one Amas. Whatever your step is. If you take one step after one and a half Amas, and your next step one and a half Amas, you're potter. Because you didn't go Dalal Amas. You're mahalach ka'omed. You stopped. Now we said before in the Gemara, you need oimed lafush. But Ben Azai says every amide is lafush. Mahalach ka'omed. Ka'omed means you stopped. So every amid is lofush. Come to Rabbonon, only amid lofush, not lekatef. If a person straightens out his baggage, that's not called an anocha. That's not called an amida. So that doesn't break up the dalal amas. But according to Ben Azai, mahalach koimed, stopped. I stopped as if I stopped by red light. Every step I take. So even if you run, every step you take is a stop. So ibazoy is no amavid dalal amas. V'yesh loyma zoktayis abam teretz. Umeshani, the Yishalmi says, Mishkachas lo bekoifetz. You know when it's shaykh kog to menazai, mavid dalar amas? When you jump, there's no mahalach koimet. You take one leap, dalar amas. Step number one is in the beginning of dalat. And you put your foot down at the end of dalat. That's the hechatimts of mavid dalar amas. You have to take a leap. You have to take a jump. Only bekoifetz, mishkachas lo. Vashasti don like our Gemara never asked this as a question, that how you ever chayv that mavid dalar amas. The Gemara only asked, why you chayv when you go der stov? Because at the end of the day, we know it's halacha l'moish m'sinai. You don't have to have a precedence why dalar amas is chayv. Mavid dalar amas, halacha l'moish m'sinai. Halacha l'moish m'sinai, you don't have to have, it's hilchus g'migilo. L'hochi l'makshi alo, v'chein klutil Reb Akiva. In fact, it's the same thing, kluta. Kluta k'mishuncha. Afal gav, the k'mishuncha domi. So maybe say every time he's zerik dalat amas, why chayv klut kemishuncha? It stopped within the dalat. Klut kemishuncha we used. Rabbi Kiva said that it's considered that it's yoshus ramu shus yam derech shus yochid. It's considered hoitzah. It's considered hachnosa. It's as if it stopped in midair. But every mavid dalat amas when you zerik, it should be break up the dalat amas because klut kemishuncha. Zok Tosfos says no. Uve klut kemishuncha according to Rabbi Kiva also
Why? Because it's a hilchos gemirlo. Mavid dal ramis or zorik dal ramis is halacha lemosh mesinai. On halacha lemosh mesinai, you can't ask me a question. It's considered that you stopped every step you took, or it's considered klut kemishuncha while it's in midair. We only said that you said klut kemishuncha by hoytzah. It's considered you went from mishus yachad to mishus rabim because of the throwing in midair kemishuncha. But we never said it by Mavid Dalet, because Mavid Dalet is Hilchus Gemirlo. So just like Kung Ben Azai, we don't say Mahalach Koimit by Hilchus Gemirlo. True, we don't tell it, the Rishami wants to say Koifetz. But Lemaisa, our Shas doesn't ask this question because we hold Hilchus Gemirlo. Hilchus Gemirlo, you don't need reasons.
You don't have to jump then, you don't have to jump.
According to Shas Didon, you don't have to jump, you don't have to come out to this Teretz, because it's Hilchus Gemirlo. Doesn't make a difference. Yichai, when you're Mavid Alamis, just like Kung Ben Kiva, doesn't stare me Klut Kemishuncha. Kung Ben Azai doesn't stare me Mahalach Koimit. So the Yisrael Tikka Machloik is Yerushalmi and Bavli. The Yerushalmi says the only way it's Shaykh according to Ben Azai that Yechayev on Mavid Al Ramas is only by Koifetz, because otherwise it's Mahalach Koimet. Shasti Don, the Bavli holds that no, that since Mavid Al Ramas is Hilchus Gemirlo, by Mavid Al Ramas it doesn't bother me ever the din of Mahalach Koimet. So that's Machloikis Bavli and Yerushalmi. Now Lemaisa on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim printed on the side of the Gillion of the Gemara, but it's going on Tosfos over there. But Tosfos over there says, the Tosfos Yeshanim over there says, that the din of Klutik Mishuncha Damya, we only say Lahachmir. That means, when you zurik something, Mishus Ram, Lishus Ram, Mishus Yochid Be'emtza, so it's considered that you were Machnis and it stopped in the Rishus HaYochid. It's considered a achnos. It's considered a itzah, but it's klutik mishuncha. It's being machmir. Klutik mishuncha being machmir and yechayev. But we never say klutik mishuncha lekula. Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim, ela lahachmir. Di lahokel nami amru. If you're going to say klutik mishuncha lahokel, im kein zorik dalad amas b'shusera mehech mishkachas lo. Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim, klutik mishuncha is only a din lechumit, never a din lekula. Because otherwise, how do you ever chayim on zorik dalar amas? You have klutik mishuncha that would break up the dalar amas. So that be'etzim would be another teretz on Tosfos. Tosfos says akasha. Then how is the mishkachas law? Lechayri, you have klutik mishuncha. Teretz is klutik mishuncha, we don't say lekula, we only say lechumra. So then Tosfos finishes off. Tosfos says, "V'chein klutik Rabbi Akiva avkav the kmishuncha damya bezorik dalad amas b'shusar rabim chayev." They don't say that it's hunach betech the dalad because Tosfos says because of hilchus gemirlo. Kona Tosfos Yeshanim because you don't say lekula. Then Tosfos finishes off. V'rivom esafkali the rovas mesupuk kaven the bedalad amas b'shusar rabim le'omer mahalach koyim edomi. Since by dalad amas b'shusar rabim it's hilchus gemirlo. And you don't say mahalach koyim edomi and you chayev dalad amas. Even though usually you say Mahalach Koimed, so Levin Azai im Chayev Levin Azai afilu Omad Lofush Tech Dalar Amis im Lav. Let's say a person is Omad Lofush Tech Dalar Amis. We know according to Ben Azai, Yechayev Dalar Amis, even though Mahalach Koimed, because Hilchus Gemirlo. So maybe likewise, Omad Lofush shouldn't stare either. Just like Mahalach Koimed doesn't stare the Dalar Amis because Hilchus Gemirlo, so likewise, Omad Lofush should not break up the Dalar Amis. That's the Sufik. So likewise, you're supposed to make a hanocha at the end of dalet. Let's say you did not make a hanocha, you just will a katef. Maybe according to Ben Azai, you don't need it. Because since mahalach ka'oimed domi, so at the end of dalet, every mahalach is ka'oimed. So you have an oimed even without your oimed lafush. Let's say the end of dalet, you never had a chance to stop. Someone took it out of your hand. So pashas, you didn't make a hanocha. It's like oimed lekatef. But according to Ben Azai, mahalach koimed after the dalet. So maybe you should be chayiv even in such a case. Im amrina mahalach koimed domi chutz the dalet ames im lav. So Tosfos is v'chein klutel Reb Akiva. Since klut kemishuncha domi im oma kemishuncha domi chutz the dalet ames afilu kol ta'acher kelev oshenisrefo. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to have the metzias deka kluto. Once, even if it's kol ta'acher, you should be chayiv because klut kemishuncha domi. You don't say klutik mishuncha. It's hilchus gemirlo. But afterwards, you should say it even if it was nisrefa. So that's the suffix of the rivo. Then Tosfos finishes off, and he says, "Nir leRashba leRabbi Yochanan domel elam afanach chafetz mizovus lezovus v'nimachleim loitzion." According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that if your intention was to go mizovus lezovus in rishus yochid, and then you decided to go outside, you're potter because it wasn't akir mishari shayin lekach. less than the Ben Azai. He doesn't hold the Ben Azai. Why? Because according to Ben Azai, the Omer Mahalach Koyme Domi have a Chayev. Even if your original Akira was Mizavis and Zavis, but since Mahalach is Koymed, so it's always considered Omad Lofush before you exit. So it's the Nimlach, after the Nimlach, you have an Omad Lofush. The Gemara said if you stop, then you're going to be Chayev. But then it's a new Akira. Then you Mevatel the first Akira Shaina. According to Ben Azai, you always have a new Akira. Mahalach Koymed. So Behedi doesn't hold of Ben Azai because he says that Mefana Chafetz Mizavis Lizavis Voitzion Yepotu Ben Nimlach. According to Ben Azai, Mahalach Koymed, so it's not called that Akira Shoina was Adas Le Adaskein because Mahalach Koymed makes it a new Akira. And Yetaka Chayev Vechem Muchach Bereisha Lunayas. Now the suffix of the Riva and Taisus that do you say the din of Klut Kemishun Uncha, do you say Mahalach Koymed Chutz the Dalal Amis? Even though in Dalal Amis itself you don't say it, and you'd be chayev as a hanocha, even if it was called to a ruach, even if it was called to acher. So the Kivegas explains the suffix in Tesis is that since Hilchas Gemir law in Dalal Amis, you don't say Klut Kemishu Uncha, so because you don't want to break up the Dalal Amis, you're going to be chayev, you don't say Mahalach Koimet in the Dalal Amis itself. So once you don't say the din of Kluta or Mahalach Koimet in the Mavid Dalal Amis, you don't say it suddenly at the end of Dalal Amis. In this Maisa of Havara, you don't say Klut Kemishu Uncha. And that would be the suffix, or no? You don't say it in the Dalet itself. That's Halacha Mesh Mesinai. But past the Dalet, you can say Malach Koimet. It's called a Hanocha. You can say Klutke Mishuncha. Or you look at this Maisa of Avora. Once you don't say Klutke Mishuncha, you don't say it at all. You can't chop it on from base. Chevel Mishneat Stodim. If you don't say Klutke, if you don't say Malach Koimet, then you don't say it at all in this Maisa.
Zog the Gemara Vaita. Davov Amid Aleph in the middle of the Amid by the two dots. Toner Rabbonon. Dalet Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four different reshuyos that are different dinim when it comes to Shabbos, to the din of Eitzah. Number one is reshus hayochid, a private domain. Gvoya asara tfachim and roichav dalat tfachim. The second reshus is reshus harabim, which is a roichav of tezayin amma, 16 amma wide. Carmelis is somewhere in between. It's neither reshus hayochid nor reshus harabim. Like Tosfos says, the lashon of kar, carmel. Loy lach v'loy yovesh. It's somewhere in between. It's neither Rishus Rabim nor Rishus Yochid. It's Rabbonon Dikar Rishus. Rabbonon is made Xera. You can't carry from a Carmelis to a Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, lest you carry from a Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. But the etzim, the criteria of a Carmelis is the Rabbonon Dikar Din. It's a Maile Megimel Tvachim. It's off the ground, but it's Pachas Meyud. Umokim Ptur. By Mokim Ptur, which is also the Rabbanon Dekedin, over there the Rabbanon weren't even Goyza. By a Carmelist, a Goyza, you can't carry from a Carmelist to a Shus Rabbim or to a Shus Yochid. A Mokim Ptur, they weren't even Goyza. It's less of a Mokim Choshuv to even to be Goyza or to a Shus Rabbim or a Shus Yochid. And how the Gemara enumerates each one. Ve'ez Rishus HaYochid, Chitshi Omak HaSoret, if you have a ditch that's 10 Tvachim deep, Ve'rochiv Arba, or it's 4 by, in addition, it has to be wide 4x4 Tvachim. It could be a ditch or it could be above. You can have a wall, which surrounds an area 10 tvachim tall wall and 4 wide. The area is 4x4 tvachim. That's called the Rishus Yochid Gemura. And later on, the Gemara asks, why does it say Lashon of Gemura? Let it just say Zur Rishus Yochid. Zok Mal Ve'ez Rishus Rabim. What's called Rishus Rabim? Sratya. Sratya is like a highway. Platya Gedoyla. It's a big square, Rechava, that people gather in the middle of the city. A marketplace. Umevoya is Hamufuloshim. Or if you have roads that are 16 amas wide, that are Mufuloshim, that are not dead ends, but they're open from both sides, people enter and exit from both sides. Zur Rishus Rabim Gemura. Again, that's called the Rishus Rabim Gemura. So Rashi over here says that the criteria is Mevoye Shel Ir Rechovim Yudvav Amma. The criteria of Rishus Rabim has to be that it's 16 Amma, Yudvav Amma, Tezayin Amma. Rashi in Erevin Kiyadua says that it has to have the criteria of Shishim Riboy. It has to be Shishim Riboy. 600,000 people have to pass through throughout that day, throughout Shabbos, to be considered Rishus Rabim Deraisa, which is a big nafkamina, obviously, in what would be considered Rishus Rabim Deraisa. So, the Gemara weiter, Ein Moitzin Mishus HaYochid Zu, meaning from this private domain, from Mishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim Zu, and Ein Machlis Mishus Rabim Zu, Rishus HaYochid Zu, you can be Machlis, you can be Moitzi. V'Moitzi, and if you did carry something from Mishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim, or V'Hichnis, or you bring something from Mishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid, so bishoyig, if you did a bishoyig, you chayv echatos, like every korban chatos, you chayv shoyig. B'meizin, if you didn't have asra, you're onish kores.
And if you had Asra and there were Edim, then it's Niskal. Zok the Gemara, this is all agabe the Rishuas that we just described. Aval Yam Ubiko Basheken, if you have an ocean, or if you have a Biko, meaning not a place that's surrounded with mechitzas, it's an open area of in a field, the Istavnis, or it's like we said, the Istavnis is the place where the merchants sit and sell their wares in front of the storefronts, the Hakarmelis, Eina Loikashus Rabim, the Loikashus Ayochid. All these are really Karmelis. These are neither Rishus Rabim nor Rishus Ayochid. A Yam, a Biko, a Stavnes, Karmelis are neither Rishus Rabim nor Rishus Ayochid. However, Avada made the rice, you're allowed to carry in that area. You're allowed to enter, you're allowed to exit with, in that area too, with the chafetz. Sai to Rishus Rabim, Sai to Rishus Ayochid. But the Rabbonah, they asked it to carry in it more than Dalai Lamas, lest you carry in Rishus Rabim and Dalai Lamas. And they asked it to take from there to Rishus Rabim to Rishus Ayochid, lest you carry from a regular Rishus Rabim to Rishus Ayochid, and you might mix this up with a regular Rishus Rabim. So it's Doimet to Rishus Rabim, but it's not really Rishus Rabim. It doesn't have Shishim Ribo, it doesn't have the criteria of regular Rishus Rabim, of Hiluch Rabim. People don't just go into an area, an open field. That's not a place that people travel. It's not really Rishus Rabim. But it's Doima, so male it's Midrabbanan Oser. If someone did it, and he did not heed the Chachomim's call, he's Potter. He's Potter from the Oinshim, from Misa, from Chatos, because it's only the Rabbanan Dikadin. You can't carry from it to Rishus Rabim. You can't carry into it. Again, it's only in Shus Rabbonon. If you did it, you're going to be Potter. Now, one of the fundamental differences between Shus Yochid and Shus Rabbim is Shus Yochid is Oila Adarakia. And all the way above, it's all part of the Shus Yochid. Because of the din of Gudasik, the mechitzas continue and go up, so it's considered as if it's all Shus Yochid. Mashekin Shus Rabbim, it's only Adasara. Lamaila Masara Tvachim, it's already considered a Mokum Ptur. Rishus Rabim is an open area. It's only Adasara. Lamayla Midat, it's already considered a Mokum Ptur. So if you're Mavir, Lamayla Masara, you're being Mavir in a Mokum Ptur. The Braisa continues, Chatzei Rois Shel Rabim. If you have a Chotzer that belongs to numerous people that live in a numerous batim that are lined up in front of the Chotzer. So, or Mevoye She'enu Mufuloshim. Or let's say you have a alleyway that's not mefulish, open on both sides. The entrance and the exit is not from both ends. It's like a dead end. It's only open on one side. It's not mefulish. So, irvu, since it's not really Rishus Rabim, because not passive, it's not able to enter from both sides. It's not a chotzer that belongs to everyone. It's only to the daira chotzer, but it's kein Rishus Rabim, but it's not really Rishus Rabim. So the chomer mesakin, you have to make an erev chatzeres in order to carry over here. Otherwise, we look at it as if you're coming from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. The erev chatzeres is the reminder that you can't just go from a Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, or you have to make a shituf mevoyos. You're beshat of all the people as if they're all considered living in one abode. So then it's not considered taking from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. So these two things, Chatzeres Shel Rabim and Mevoyos She'enu Mefuloshin, Irvu, if they made an Erev Chatzeres or Shituf Mevoyos, then Mutorin. Then allowed to enter and exit into the Chatzer in front of their home because it's Meshutif with all the people. Or the Mevoyos that are not Mefuloshim, it's Meshutif for the Bnei Amavui. So then you're allowed to enter and exit with food in there, with items in there. But Lo Irvu, if they did not make a common Erev Chatzeres, then Asurin, then you cannot enter and exit into those areas. Obviously, it's only the Rabbona de Kedin. It's the Rabbona de Kedin, Chachomim Asard. Otherwise, you'll come to be Moitzi from a regular Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. Then the Braisa continues. Legabi Yamokim Tur. Odom Oymedale Iskufa. Iskufa is like in front of the doorstep of the person's home. So it's 3 Tvachim above the ground, but it doesn't have Dalal al Dalad Tvachim. Carmelis, we said, is that it's between Gimel and Tes, and it does have Dalet Tvachim. It's Ayud. Here, it's above Gimel, but does not have Dalet Tvachim. So it's less of a Choshva place. This is Kufa. So you're allowed to take from that is Kufa, Noitel Mibalabais. We know the Mishnah said in that base, an Oni can't take from a Balabais. That's considered Hoitzo. But the person on the is Kufa, since he's in the Mokum Tur, so Noitel Mibalabais, he's allowed to take from the Balabais from the Shus Yochid onto the is Kufa, and likewise, Noiseloi. Or he's allowed to place something in the Balabais' hand that was in the Iskufa. Or likewise, the other direction. Noitel me'oni, if you're in the iskufa, it's a makom p'tur, you're allowed to take something from the oni's hand in Rishus Rabim, and also v'noisen loy, you're allowed to place something in the hand of the oni, because from iskufa to Rishus Rabim, from a makom p'tur, it's butter, it's b'chal not an issa, because it's not enough of a makom choshuv to make a gzeira otu, then you'll go from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Uvilvat, but there is a condition, shloyitl mi balabais v'noisen loni. You can't be the middleman that takes from the balabais, which is inside, and hands it directly to the oni, which is on the outside, or the opposite. Me oni v'noisen le balabais. You can't take from the oni on the outside and bring it into the inside through the iskupa.
Now, obviously, you can't take something from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. The chiddush in iskufa is that even though it stops in the iskufa, and Oy B'Zoyin ends up being from the iskufa to Rishus Rabim, or from the iskufa to Rishus Yochid, but ultimately it was taken from the Rishus Rabim to the Rishus Yochid through the iskufa, so that Chomin did aser. As that type of hoitzah they asered, midrabonon, even though it's through an iskufa and it stopped in iskufa, because it looks too much that you're taking directly from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim.
Now, being that it's only a gzeira, because it looks like you take from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, but really you stopped in this kufa, so im notal v'nosan, if let's say you took from the oni, and you stopped in this kufa, and you give it to the balabayas, so shlosh tam p'tu, and at the end of the day, side a person to Rishus Rabim, side of Rishus Yochid, side of his kufa, all three of them are potter, side from the oinshin of chatos or misa, because at the end of the day, it's not an issa deraisa, it's only a drabon of the kadin, uvevad, shleyitl mi balabayas v'noitzin l'oni.
Zog the Gemara, Acherim argue on this din of iskufa, and Acherim say that iskufa meshamesh shtei reshuyos, meaning the iskufa sometimes has a din of Rishus Yochid, and sometimes has a din of Rishus Rabim, but it depends. Bizman shapesach pasuach, when the door is open to the outside, so then the door from the outside is open, and you're standing on the outside of the door, that's where the iskufa is, so kilifnim. So now you consider like part of the Rishus Yochid. The iskufa becomes part and parcel of the Rishus Yochid bizman she Pesach Pesuach, that is like the inside. However, Pesach Nol, when the door is closed, kelechutz, then the iskufa is a chelik adin of the Rishus Rabim. If the iskufa gavoya asora, if the iskufa itself is gavoya 10, tvachim, u'chove dalad, and it's wide 4, then it's a Rishus la'atzmo. Then obviously, it's a Rishus la'atzmo. So then, the chiddush is that it's Rishus La'atzmo, and even though it becomes Rishus Yochid, you can't take from this Rishus Yochid into the house, which is also Rishus Yochid, because you can't go from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. So according to the Acherim, the Iskufa is Meshamesh Tei Rishu is dependent of the door is open or not. Pasuach is Kelefnim, Nol it's Kelechutz. And if the Iskufa is Gavoya Asara, then it's Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, and the Gemara is going to explain why you can't go into Rishus Yochid.
We'll stop over here. Davov Omer Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom.